This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 17th. I don't know, this holiday season, it all blends together. I care about one date and one date only, the 25th, next Saturday, but we're not there yet. But an early Christmas present for one player who was added to the Patriots roster this week, a player that Paul Perillo had never heard of.
I still haven't.
But the bigger end of the transaction, Jonathan Wilhite, as we kind of surmised in recent weeks, was placed on injured reserve on December 15th. He's been battling a hip injury. He played in the first nine games of 2010 as a reserve defensive back, accumulating 24 tackles and two passes defense. No, I'm not reading from the release. Why would you think that? But then he had been basically not practicing, not playing. We've seen him around the locker room. We kind of predicted a week earlier that he might end up on IR at this point in the year. Well, it happened this week, and he was replaced on the roster by defensive lineman Lewis Leonard, despite what Paul may have reported earlier in the week on PFW in Progress when I believe he referred to him as Lucas.
I resign.
Leonard, 6'4", 325 pounds, obviously he's a defensive lineman at that weight, in his fourth NFL season after spending time with the Rams, 2007, Browns, 07-08, and Panthers, 09-10. He was a rookie free agent with the Chargers out of Fresno State, where he was a teammate of James Sanders,
Logan Mankins, Ryan Wendell,
and worked for Pat Hill. So it's obviously considered a pipeline school, the former Belichick assistant. And the reason that Lewis Leonard was signed Paul Perillo is there's been a bit of a string of injuries here along the defensive line. And I'm reading off the injury report now. Ron Brace, concussion, did not practice Wednesday and Thursday. Myron Pryor, back, did not practice Wednesday and Thursday. Gerard Warren, a knee he injured against the Bears, did not practice on Wednesday or Thursday. And Mike Wright, still dealing with a concussion, did not practice. So you're down four defensive linemen from the rotation. And obviously they had added Eric Moore as a D-end outside linebacker edge sub guy a week earlier. Had a first sack, strip sack against the Bears. Now they bring in Lewis Leonard. How do you think Lewis Leonard will have an impact, Paul?
Well, I'm not sure how much he's going to provide, but you're absolutely right as to the reason why you bring him aboard. You need some depth there. It's becoming an issue. They have played a lot of guys up front, and I understand that you still have Brandon Dederick and Kyle Love and guys like that to go along with Vince Wilfork. And we should point out that Gerard Warren, even though we left the game, was able to finish it against Chicago. They still have a lot of guys that have played, but you need some depth, and I think that's why you bring in a guy like Lewis Leonard.
There's no C in it.
No.
Elsewhere on the injury report, I think depth will be the word not only of this week but moving forward. Devin McCourty missed practice on Wednesday but returned on Thursday with limited participation with the rib injury that knocked him out against the Bears. Kyle Arrington has had full participation but has an elbow injury that has him on the injury report. Should we be concerned? Wilhite on IR, Arrington banged up, McCourty missed a day of practice, missed the second half against the Bears. You know, Darius Butler is now your only really healthy and Chevis Jackson, but I don't really know what he offers this team at this point.
Right.
Should we be concerned about the depth on the front and back end of this defense?
Well, I am concerned about Devin McCourty because I believe he is a difference-making kind of player. I think when he's played really well.
Tremendous.
Over the last month and a half, I think he has been the best player back there in the secondary, and I think to lose him would cause a ripple effect where that rest of that depth would be affected. But, you know, Wilhite hasn't really played a whole lot, I don't really think, all season. I mean, he's been as sort of an extra defensive back most games, and he's missed the last month. Darius Butler, he played a lot early, didn't play at all. Last couple of games, he's been back out there as an extra defensive back. I think you can get by with the depth there, but if you're missing McCourty, and now you're asking Butler to start with Arrington, and you have really nothing, Chevis Jackson, as a possibility as the extra defensive back, now I think your overall depth is really hurt. But if McCourty's okay, Andy, I think the secondary's fine.
I agree. He has become the back-end impact player in the second half of the season. He's the key to it. As we said on PFW Progress, it's kind of been Wilfork up front, move bodies around him. Mayo in the middle, move bodies around him. McCourty in the back end with other bodies around him. I also think they benefit. They've used a lot of multiple safety looks and have some versatility with Chung and Merriweather as nickel-type guys, fifth defensive back in the secondary. So you have a little bit of versatility there where if you do want to go five deep in sub-packages, sure, you can use a couple safeties in that role rather than having to maybe force a corner like Chevis Jackson, who may or may not be ready, may or may not understand the scheme and the system.
And we should point out, does have a little base familiarity because some of the stuff that he did at LSU.
Sure, pipeline guys.
Was that Nick Saban system that Bill obviously adheres to.
On the other side of the ball, we'll touch on it real quickly. The biggest injury of note this week is Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I thought you were talking. I was like, you know, besides McCourty?
No, on the Packers side. Aaron Rodgers, looks like he probably will not play. I actually don't think there's any chance in Hades he plays.
People in Green Bay are saying he's out.
Has not practiced all week, has not done anything. They'll make a decision when they travel on Saturday. But looks like with his second concussion of the year that he will not be on the field. And I wonder, Paul, does that play into any decision possibly with young Devin McCourty? Due to the fact that you're going to face an inexperienced backup quarterback in a blizzard, is there a chance you err on the side of caution with Devin McCourty and don't play him because of the matchup?
Well, I mean, I understand the theory. I think if he's okay to play, I think he plays. I think Bill doesn't really fall into a lot of those kinds of things.
But he's clearly not 100%. He's not.
Yeah, I understand. I think that you might be able to rest him this week. I actually think he's not going to play.
I think he'll be inactive.
I think he'll be inactive. I agree. And I think if it were a playoff game, he probably would be playing.
Right.
But
or maybe even if Aaron Rodgers were playing and this was a more meaningful game for the Patriots. I don't know. But you're going to face Matt Flynn in the snow, and you're looking pretty good right now. You're feeling pretty good.
Right.
I don't see the need to push it when the guy has become such a key factor in your defense.
No, I agree with
you. In the cold, he slips, something happens, he makes it worse, and all of a sudden he misses a month of football. You know, that could set you back dramatically as to where you want to get to in the next month and a half.
And, you know, ribs can be a tricky thing. We saw it happen in baseball with the Red Sox with Jacoby Ellsbury and how they can linger. And you never get right. Now, I know it's different for a baseball player who's trying to swing a bat. And that's all he's using is that upper torso, and it's a lot different.
But as a corner, you're adjusting to the ball in the air.
As a corner, you want to have full mobility there, and certainly you're going to get hit, unlike in baseball.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with you, Andy. I would not be surprised to see him inactive this week. And the fact that it's Matt Flynn in a snowstorm probably helps that decision a little bit, although Bill will never admit it.
No, he'll never admit it. We'll just say it, and that's what we do. One more thing before we get out of here, Paul. I want you to give a quick update. A lot of injured reserve players in the locker room today. Stephen Neal stopped by. Lee Bodden stopped by. Nick Kasher stopped by. Give us a quick update on those guys.
Yeah, I talked to Neal and Bodden. Didn't get to talk to Kasher. I will point out that Kasher still doesn't seem to be moving very well.
No.
Looks just like the guy that we saw way back in the summer when
walking
you
funny.
And I on PFW in Progress predicted that he would end up on IR. Bodden just talked about, you know, his rehab was fine. Everything was going great. Been very excited to watch the team. Neal did say it was similar to situations that he's dealt with in the past with regard to his right shoulder. Said that this is when you're dealing with rehab and you're facing the prospect of rehab, you have to do it with the intention of returning, because if you don't, it makes that process so much more difficult. So right now, he's not thinking about 2011. Bodden is a lock for 2011. He never even, you know, he's not a serious enough injury to take him away from next season. But Neal did talk about how last year, after the playoff game, there was sort of some discussion there about whether or not he had had enough, and says he's not ready to think about that, have that discussion yet with regard to his future. He's going to have to go through the rehab process first, and then he'll reevaluate.
Because those three guys, potentially starters for 2011, I know we're looking way ahead. He has a lot of football left to play in 2010. But those three guys could be a part of the core of the team moving forward. And they were in the locker room today. We've seen Ty Warren in recent weeks as well. A lot of those guys. But today, for some reason, they were all in town, maybe to collect a check.
Well, that's why I was wondering what the date was when we were in the locker room.
17th.
17th, a little late for that.
Yeah,
15th,
a couple days late.
The day.
Maybe they're here all week and we just didn't see them.
As I tell often, when Bruce Armstrong used to tease Robert Edwards by saying, "Son, they'll mail the check to you, son."
You don't want to take any chances. A check in the hand is worth two in the mail. You learned that here. This is another Patriots.com roster report podcast. Jonathan Wilhite placed on injured reserve, and defensive lineman Lewis Leonard added to deal with depth problems up front, where four defensive lineman on the injury report, missing practice this week. Until next week, enjoy the snowstorm. Another one for Tom Brady to make it Mother Nature look foolish yet again. Sunday night football here at Gillette Stadium. Patriots, Packers, Tom Brady, Matt Flynn. The matchup that NBC envisioned when they got this game early in the year. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.